大家平安。
Peace to you all.
我们一起来看神的话。
Let's look at God's word together. It's in 2 Corinthians.
第四章第七到十一节。
Chapter 4, verse 7 to 11.
我们一起来念这段圣经。
Let's read it together.
来。我们有这宝贝放在
碗里 But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that this life may also be revealed in our mortal body. Let's pray together.
爱我们的主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Loving Lord, we thank you for your grace.
你给我们在地面上有个母亲。
You have given us a mother.
让母亲的爱使我们能够更体会神的爱。
Because of her love, we can experience God's love.
今天早上我们要来到你面前，
为你献上感恩。And tomorrow we come to you, we give you thanks.
因为你是那一位生命的源头。
Because you're the origin of life.
你是爱的源头。
You're the origin of love.
是真理的源头。
You're the origin of truth.
更是恩典的源头。
And you're the origin of grace.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
因此我们要敬拜你。
Because of this, we worship you.
因为一切的好处都在你的里面。
Because Every good thing comes from you, Lord.
也帮助我们有这样子认识的心。
And help us to get to know you.
透过你的所给我们的话语。
Through the word you have given us.
我们晓得我们当如何来遵行。
And we will follow your command.
因此我们可以行在你所祝福的路上。
So that we can be walking on the journey of blessings.
我们为今天我们在座的所有的母亲来恳求。
And we ask for all the mothers here.
主啊，你祝福我们的母亲。
That you will bless our mothers.
祝福每一位母亲。
Bless every single mother.
让他们成年的辛劳都得到神你这纪念。
So that all their weariness will be remembered by you.
你是保守他们的神。
You are God who will protect them.
赐福看顾他们。
Will bless them and watch over them.
当中今天也很多的儿女们来到当中。
There's many children who came here.
主，你也让我们众人借着真理，我们可以更加爱我们的母亲。
And through your word, we can know how to love our mothers.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
这里有一张有一个人写的一则文章哈。
I read a passage. Someone wrote about it. Let's take a look.
他说啊，他还记得他。在 middle school 的时候跟人家吵架。
He said that he had a fight with in middle school.
然后吵架之后，他就约那个人放学的时候要谈判。
And asked the person to negotiate after school.
他说他就叫了好几十个人。
And he asked dozens of people to come to support him.
但是对方只叫一个人。
But the other person only asked one person to come.
那就是他的母亲。
And that's his mother.
我们可以从这里，哇，这个母亲哈。这个力量很大。
We see that the mother is very powerful.
她的母亲可以抵过她叫来的好几十个人。
Because the mother can compensate for dozens of other people.
今天是母亲节。
Today's Mother's Day.
祝福所有的母亲们。
I want to bless all the mothers here.
母亲节快乐。
That you have a very happy Mother's Day.
好不好？我们前后左右看看哈，你有看到啊像妈妈的，你就跟她讲母亲节快乐。
If you see someone who looks like a mom, please say Happy Mother's Day.
前后左右看像妈妈的，跟他。
Someone who looks like a mother, go ahead and say Happy Mother's Day.
也许我们当中有一些人，也许你没有孩子，但是呢，你也一直长期都是人家的属灵的母亲。
Maybe some of you don't have children yet, but you are a spiritual mother to some other people.
我们也祝你母亲节快乐。
We also want to wish you Happy Mother's Day.
在属灵里面。
In spirit.In God's spirit.
当我们在歌颂妈妈的时候，我们常常想到一些母亲的歌。
When we sing about mother, there's different songs that talks about mother.
有一首母亲的歌叫做《母亲像月亮一样》。
In Chinese, there's a song that named "Mothers are like the moon."
这个歌呢，很经典啊。
It's a classic.
它讲到母亲怎么样保护儿女、保护家庭。
It says how a mother will protect the children and family.
所以母亲怎么样帮助孩子？
How the mothers will help their children.
How
mother will give for their children.
然后这首歌的最后有一句话。
And it ends like this.
他说，母亲啊，我爱你，我爱你，你真伟大。
It says, Mother, I love you, I love you, you're great.
今天我们首先要来想的。
So first thing I want to look at today.
我们的母亲呢，都非常受尊敬。
All our mothers are highly respected.
妈妈也其实也真的是很伟大。
And mothers are indeed great.
很多姐妹呢，还没有当妈妈的时候，可能也觉得这样子。
Many sisters who have not become mothers probably think this way too.
直到当妈妈的时候，才觉得哇，当妈妈真的好辛苦。
Not until they are mothers themselves, they realize that it's really hard to be a mother.
心里很累，身体也很累。
That they are tired in their hearts and they're physically tired.
可是就是不会觉得自己很伟大。
But they don't think of themselves as great.
相反的，有时候觉得自己很软弱。
In the contrary, they think that they're weak.
其实母亲呢生孩子的时候啊，在台湾早期有一句谚语。
In Taiwan, there's a saying, Taiwanese saying, early Taiwanese saying.
它形容这个是母亲生产的情况。
It talks about how the mother gives birth.
它说母亲啊，如果生得出来的话，生得好的话，就有麻油香。
It says that if they give birth successfully, they will smell the sesame oil.
就是你生了孩子，然后就会有。尊麻油鸡给你喝。
That if the birth was smooth, then they will cook the sesame chicken with the sesame oil.
如果生不过的话
，But if the labor didn't go right,
就有四块板子把你拿到野外去。
Then she will be closed in by four boards.
这个其实是有押韵的哈。
And in Taiwanese, it actually rhymes.
如果听得懂那个 Taiwanese 哈，我们就讲哈。生一贵或者麻油香，生未贵的四地方哈。
See it rhymes in Chinese.
它是有押韵的，就讲什么呢？讲母亲生产其实是非常危险的。
It says like it's very dangerous when a woman goes to labor.
它是会有生命危险的。
That they will encounter death. They may encounter death.
生过了之后
，And after they give birth，
开始孩子出生了
，The child is born.
孩子开始喝奶了。
When they start to need milk.
可是喝奶之后呢，孩子会胀气。
Maybe they will get flatulence.
半夜肚子痛。
Or they have stomachache.
痛到嚎啕大哭不停。
And the baby may be crying because of the pain.
搞不定。
And the mother doesn't know what to do.
孩子哭，妈妈也哭。
And so the mother cries with the baby.
等到孩子大一点。
When the baby grows up.
会长很多的疹子的问题。
He may get rashes.
要打预防针。
He needs a vaccine.
好几个昼夜要发烧。
And may have fever for many nights.
白天烧，晚上也烧。
In the morning and the night.
妈妈也哭。
The mother is crying too.
妈妈很伟大。
The mothers are great.
哪有伟大？
But the mother says, No, I'm not great.
搞不定就哭。
I don't know what to do. I cry as well.
孩子很多问题你也哭。
When I see that my child going through trouble, I cry.
真的妈妈是很软弱的。
So mothers are they weak?
当孩子今天长大开始上学了。
But when they see their kid growing up and going to school,
哇，问题更多。
Oh, it's more problems.
哇，孩子还没起床，你就要起床。
Because you have to wake up before their kid wakes up.
从早忙到晚。
And be busy from morning to night. So many things.
其实妈妈很软弱。
So mothers are weak.
另外一种软弱。
It's a different type of weak.
陪孩子做功课。
When she studies with the kid.
或者陪孩子弹琴。
Or be with the kid when he practices piano.
你坐在旁边。
You're sitting next to him.
你就觉得很奇怪
，You think strange，
无名火就上来了。
Sometimes you will be annoyed，
因为你发现说，孩子为什么一边写功课一边玩
？Because you see, like, why is the kid not paying attention in doing what he needs to do？
写那么慢
，He was like not doing his homework，
字又写那么潦草
，And he's not writing it well。
你要他弹钢琴
，And you want him to play piano？
琴开始的时候，他是他要弹的。
She's supposed to play.
可是现在开始弹，他又不弹了。
But then suddenly he just gives up.
你发现他很不专心。
And he doesn't pay attention.
所以妈妈就大声小声开始骂了。
So the mother will be scolding the kid.
你为什么浪费我的钱
？Why did you waste my money?
我怎么生你这种孩子
？Why did I give a child like you?
你怎么这么没有恒心
？Why don't you have any?Persistence.
凶完以后，自己妈妈也很后悔。
But then after she says that, she might be regretting.
我怎么会这么凶
？Why would I be so fierce？
所以有人就说
So some people say,
照顾孩子就是一个照妖镜。
When you take care of kids, you're looking at a mirror.
从孩子身上看到我们很像妖怪。
from them, you can see yourself that you're ugly.
其实有时候我们真的觉得母亲自己也觉得自己很软弱。
But mothers sometimes feel that they are weak.
当妈妈常常觉得很软弱的时候，我们其实也知道基督徒也是常常这样觉得。
A lot of times Christians feel like the mothers. We feel weak.
我们如果基督徒讲，这叫有一个术语叫做没有见证。
There's a technical word that we call ourselves.
我们常常有压力。
That we don't give good testimonies.
就觉得我们做妈妈做得很没有见证。
Sometimes we feel like we don't give good testimonies. We feel the pressure of that.
曾经读过一个故事。
I have read a story.
这个故事讲到一个家庭。
It talks about a family.
这个家庭有爸爸、有妈妈，还有一个女儿。
The family consists of father, mother, and a daughter.
这个家庭的父母亲呢，他们很敬虔爱主。
The parents, they love the Lord.
大家都说这个家庭很有见证。
Everybody says this family is full of testimonies. They're good witnesses.
跟妈妈也很严格。
But the mother is very strict.
她要求做什么事都要讨神喜悦。
She wants everything that they do as a family will please the Lord.
所以那个女儿呢，从小就非常的乖。
So the daughter was very obedient since
也是逐日学最受喜爱的孩子。
And she was a favorite in Sunday school.
在学校表现非常好。
And she does really well in school.
女儿一路的成长。
As she keeps growing up,
表现得非常杰出。
She is an excellent student and kid.
也很顺利的考上最好的高中。
And she got into the best high school.
穿上那个名校女中的这个衣服。
And was proud to wear the uniform from that.
有一天。
But one day,
要上学了。
When she's going to, about to go to school.
平常时间一到，女儿就会穿戴整齐，准备整理好书包，要准备吃早餐。
Normally, when the time is to go to school, she would already be prepared.
可是这个早上奇怪。
But this morning, it's very strange.
她怎么没有出来？
The parents noticed that she didn't come out.
爸爸去敲门。
So the father goes and knocking on her door.
没有回应。
There's no response.
打开进去看。
And he opened the door and walked in.
吓了一大跳。
He was shocked.
女儿躺在血泊中。
The daughter was lying in her own blood.
已经没有气息了。
She's not breathing anymore.
看一看桌上留了一张字条。
And he found a note on the desk.
上面写三个字。
It says three words.
我好累。
I am tired.
爸爸吓死了。
The father was shocked.
他赶快跑出去跟妈妈讲。
And he ran out to the room and talked to the mother.
不得了了，不得了了。
Oh no.
发生什么事什么什么事情。
So the mother said, what happened?
我们赶快要叫救护车。
We need to call an ambulance.
要不要通知警察？
Maybe we should call the cops.
妈妈非常冷静。
But the mother was very calm.
很冷酷地说。
And coldly she said,
不行不行，怎么可以叫救护车？
No, we can't call the ambulance.
不行，怎么可以叫警察？
No, we can't call the cops.
让大家就知道了。
Then everyone would know.
我们就没有见证。
Then we would not be good witnesses of God.
也许我们不会发生这种极端的事。
Maybe this wouldn't happen to us in our lives.
但是我们同样有压力。
But we also have the same type of pressure. Maybe we are frustrated.
有软弱。
We have weaknesses.
有困难。
We have difficulties.
我们常常觉得，哎呀，真的没有见证。
We think that in our lives we are not good witnesses.
为什么会这样呢？
Why do we feel this way?
因为保罗说妈妈是瓦器。
Because Paul, Apostle Paul says that mother are jars of clay.
瓦器是很薄很薄的泥土烧的一个容器。
Jars of clay are very thin vessel.
它很容易碎裂。
It's very fragile.
很容易破碎。
Very easy to break.
是很软弱的器皿。
A very weak vessel.
当我们在奔跑天路的时候
，When we're on our way, our journey to heaven,
一定会遇到困难。
There's going to be problems.
就像保罗所说的
，Just like Apostle Paul said.
保罗在这一段圣经里面，刚才我们读的时候，他这样说。
In the Bible, Paul said.
有什么困难？
When you have problems,
有四面受敌
that you will be pressed on every side,
有心理作难
that you will be perplexed,
有遭受逼迫
you'll be persecuted,
有打倒
you will be struck down.
基督徒会遇到很多的困难
Christians, we meet all these challenges.
当你遇到困难的时候，你心里面有难处
When you have these problems,
当你软弱的时候，我们不要隐藏
When you have these weaknesses, don't hide it.
因为这是正常的。
Because that's normal.
我们都会遇到困难。
We will all encounter problems.
就像保罗一样。
Just like Paul.
保罗在哥林多前后书的一章八节，他自己讲他自己。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he's talking to himself.
他说我们从前在亚细亚遭遇困难。
That he was in the province Asia.
被压太重，力不能胜。
That he was under extreme pressure.
甚至连活命的指望都没有了。
That he was despair about life. That he made.
保罗在传道。
He was preaching.
即便是全时间在做神的工作。
Even his full-time preacher.
啊，他还是觉得很困难。
He felt very difficult.
而且是相当大的困难。
And the pressure is insurmountable.
前天我看到这个世界日报哈，里面有一则文章。
In the newspaper, World Daily, I read it the day before.
啊，这个文章在讲到是今年的母亲节。
That this year, on Mother's Day.
啊，这个写文章的人是一个妈妈。
There's a mother who wrote this article.
她的名字叫做凯特 Catherine Gibson.
Her name is Kathleen Gibson.
这个人呢，这个妈妈呢，对她来讲，今年呢，这个母亲节是一个锥心之痛。
To her, this Mother's Day was extremely difficult to bear.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为去年的五月的时候。
Because last year in May.
她的妈妈，这个 Catherine 的母亲啊。
The mother of Catherine.
她已经罹患这个乳癌两年了。
She already had a breast cancer for 2 years.
那么在去年的五月的时候，被肿瘤科的医生给她宣布说，她只剩下三个礼拜的生命。
And then she was announced she only had 3 weeks of life.
而 Catherine 自己本身呢，她刚生完一个女儿十周十个礼拜。
And Catherine only just gave birth to a daughter, a 10-week baby.
得到这个消息的那一刻
，So when she heard about her mom.
这个Gibson 明白一件事。
Gibson understood，
就是去年的那个母亲节是他们祖孙三个人的第一个共度的母亲节。
That the last Mother's Day would be the first Mother's Day that they will the daughter, the granddaughter and grandmother will spend together. But it's also the last one that they will spend together.
所以这 Gibson 在文章里面他这样说。
So Gibson says in the article，
当我女儿出生的时候了，他感受到女儿的重量离。突然的离开自己的身体。
Now when she was giving birth, she felt the daughter's weight leaving her.
她写到一句话。
And she wrote this down.
原来生命的开始也是分离。
That the beginning of life is also separation.
她明白女儿终于来到人间。
And she knew that their daughter have arrived to this world.
可是自己的母亲将要辞世。
But her mother is going to be departing.
所以她说她花了很长的一个时间呢，为这个一场。出生和一场死亡来准备。
So she prepared a lot for this birth and also this departure.
她能唯一能够为母亲和女儿做的事情。
The only thing that she could do for her daughter and her mother.
就是让他们能够共享那短短的那几天的时间。
Is for them to enjoy the last days together.
这个心情真的很煎熬。
And that is what she was going through.
也许我们不是那么会遇到生命的威胁。
Maybe we will not be threatened by death.
但是当一个母亲遇到困难的时候
，But when a mother encounters a problem,
她就像月亮孤独的挂在黑夜里面。
She is like a moon hanging in the sky.
所以母亲像月亮一样。
That's why the song, the mothers are like the moon.
那怎么办呢
？So what can we do?
第二件事情。
The second point I will make.
我们在这个经文里面第七节这里说。
In this verse, verse 7.
说我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
It says that we have the treasure in the vessel. It's from God, not from people.
这里讲到说，我们看到这个瓦器会显出莫大能力的。
We see that the vessel will give out a power.
为什么这个瓦器会显出莫大能力？
Why would this vessel give out all surpassing power?
因为第七节这里讲有一个宝贝放在它里面。
Because in verse 7 we see that there is a treasure inside this jar of clay.
他说这个宝贝是什么呢？
What is this treasure?
他说是出于神的宝贝。
That is a treasure that's from God.
啊，因为古时这种宝贝，它这种瓦器呢，它弄得很薄很薄，然后烧窑之后，当有灯放在里面，油灯放在里面，它是会透光的。
When you put a lamp inside a jar because it's so thin, you can see the light from outside.
所以第七节，第四章第七节这一句话，他说有宝贝放在它里面。
So in verse 7, we can see that there's a treasure inside this jar.
这宝贝就是珍贵的神在里面。
Now this treasure is our precious God.
瓦器是我们，是母亲。
The jars of clay are the mothers, are us.
是易碎，是软弱。
We're fragile. We are easily broken.
但是有趣的是，它却能够发出能力来。
But interestingly, this vessel can still give out power.
保罗在解释段圣经的时候，他一直讲耶稣的死，耶稣的生，耶稣的死，耶稣的生。
Now in this passage, Paul keeps saying the death of Jesus, the life of Jesus. It's in verse 10.
耶稣的生就是耶稣的活的意思,
it says the life of Jesus is when Jesus is alive. And Paul reminds us here
神是复活的神,
that our God is a living God.
在神有复活的能力,
and in Him there's a resurrection power. Things will not just keep going bad. Because He can turn it around. And we can turn, things can turn around because of God. Because Jesus Christ lives inside us.
弟兄姐妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这个复活能力跟我们有什么关系?
What does this power have to do with us?
保罗在罗马书曾经提过,
in the book of Romans,
罗马书4章25节,
chapter 4, 20, verse 22,
他说耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯,
that Jesus died before our sins.
然后复活是为叫我们称义,
but He was raised to life for our justification.
所以在这里我们看见耶稣基督复活的能力在我们身上,
so we have the power of Jesus' resurrection in us.
就是他用那个挽回的爱,
because He can recover us by love.
就是他付上那个赎罪金,
He had already paid the price for you.
是我们这个本来应该死的人的罪, 这个人,
so that the people that are supposed to die, us,
可以从死里复活,
can be resurrected through Jesus Christ.
我们的生命变成是一个可以活过来, 凡事可以有希望的,
so we can be hopeful, we can be alive.
就像当年耶稣来到这个, 马大玛利亚和这个拉撒路这个家庭的时候,
just when Jesus went to the house of Martha,
人家告诉说那个弟弟拉撒路已经死了四天了,
people told him that Lazarus died for 4 days.
耶稣去到坟墓前就叫说拉撒路出来,
but when he came to the tomb, he said, come out, Lazarus.
拉撒路做什么事呢?
What did Lazarus do?
他就走出来,
he came out.
诶, 那他怎么能走出来呢?
How could he just walk out like that?
不是因为拉撒路做什么事,
it's not because of Lazarus.
是因为耶稣这位复活的主给他那个能力,
it's because Jesus giving His power to Lazarus on Him, so that he was raised back to life. So He could be raised back to life.
其实他自己没做什么,
He didn't do anything Himself. It's because of God who did all the work.
各位妈妈们,
so mothers, we will encounter problems. We will be pressed by all sides. Maybe
it
will be people who are against us.
在工作上,
at our work,
在人际关系上,
in our relationships,
在我们四周,
around us,
我们都觉得有时候喘不过气来,
sometimes we can't even breathe.
我们觉得, 心里作难,
and we feel frustrated.
可能被排挤,
maybe we were set aside, cast aside. Maybe we were confused. We don't know how to make a decision. Should I forgive this person? I want to forgive him. I know God wants me to forgive him. But I can't. I want to accept that person. But I cannot accept
him.
Maybe we're persecuted. Maybe we feel persecuted at work. Or we are persecuted because of our faith. Maybe with our in-laws. Maybe with our in-laws. And in-laws. We're all persecuted.
这样子也很有难处, 那也有难处,
that we may face problems here and there.
甚至可能有时候觉得被打倒, 完全失败,
or we are struck down and we have failed.
哥林多后书4章8节,
so we can look at 2 Corinthians
4:8. 讲四个东西,
it talks about four things.
却不被困住,
it says, we're pressed but not crushed.
却不致失望,
we're not in despair.
却不被丢弃,
we're not abandoned.
却不致死亡,
we're struck down but not destroyed.
其实这是四个层面,
there's four facets.
有它程度的不一样,
there's different degrees.
它是越来越难,
it gets harder and harder.
难到最后呢, 本来是应该会死的,
at the end, you're supposed to be destroyed, struck down. But in chapter 4:11, he talked about the death of Jesus.
原来耶稣的死涵盖这四个难困难,
the death of Jesus involved all those four difficulties.
就是因为耶稣的死呢, 让我们可以明白,
but through the death of Jesus, we can see
神知道有多难,
that God knows how hard it is.
因为耶稣也经历过了,
because Jesus has been through this.
他让我们知道神晓得,
He let us know that God knows your pain.
他能体会你有多难,
He understands your sorrow.
耶稣知道你有多被困住,
And Jesus knows how pressed you are.
耶稣知道你有多失望。
And how disappointed you are.
耶稣知道你有多被丢弃。
Jesus knows that you are being cast aside.
耶稣知道你的心像死了一样。
That your heart seems like you're dead.
因为他都经历过。
Because he had been through this.
所以当我们愿意不靠自己。
So when we're willing to not depend on us.
我们只靠那向我们从死里复活的神。
But to depend on God who has resurrection power.
这时候就是让宝贝来到你心里面。
That is when you let the treasure to come into you.
让耶稣来到你心里面掌管。
To let Jesus take the throne of your lives.
让耶稣的生来帮助我们。
That he will help you.
他可以帮助你面对困难。
So that you can face your problems.
它可以帮助你解决困难。
To help you go through the problems.
它可以帮助你走出困境。
And to walk out in your obstacles.
不叫自己，不靠自己。
It's not depending on yourself.
只靠叫死人复活的主。
But through the Lord who can raise the dead back to life.
我们可以在当中经历那复活的大能。
And we can experience God's power.
妈妈可以像月亮被太阳光照亮一样。
So our mothers can be like moons who reflect the radiance of the sun.
我记得告诉你过我的家庭背景。
I might have to share with you about my family.
我的父亲是没有信耶稣的。
My father is not a believer.
我母亲是在他的家，他们是信耶稣，嫁到我爸爸家，没有信耶稣。
And my mother came from a Christian family.
这样子的背景呢，我们就常在小时候有一个印象。
So with this background, I have this impression.
我父亲经常是有事无事就逼迫我的母亲的信仰。
I can feel my father would often persecute my mother because of her faith.
挑战她
or challenge her.
责难她
to reprimand her.
甚至谩骂她
or scold her.
那妈妈不晓得该怎么办。
And my mother didn't know what to do.
所以从小呢，我们就知道她为她的信仰受很多的苦。
So I know that my mother suffered because of her faith.
当时那个父亲又是那种所谓的日本教育大男人的。
And my father is what 大男人 ，a very
strong
powerful father figure.
那妈妈是那种小女人的。
And my mother was a very loving, caring woman.
结果呢
？So
我只看到，常常看到
，I can see.
清晨大家都还在睡觉的时候
that when everyone was sleeping in the early in the morning
她自己一个人
my mother by herself
在暗处
in the dark
祷告
she was praying
流泪
she was crying
祷告
praying
流泪
and crying
神的话帮助她
because God's word was helping her
结果三十年后
and 30 years later
那个大男人信耶稣
that man or big boy believed in Jesus
他怎么有这个力量
why did the mother have this power?
因为这个月亮的光是从太阳来的。
Because just like the moon who reflects the sun,
它可以亮到一个地步，在那个黑暗里面仍然照亮她的丈夫。
Jesus' light shines upon her that she reflects his love to the husband.
所以弟兄姐妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我父亲信主了。
My father
三十年后
now is a believer.He's saved.
我们家四个孩子也都在基督里。
And because of that, my four children are all in Christ.
谁说女人是弱者？
And who says that women are weak?
原来她是有上帝的宝贝在那里面。
They're not because they have the treasure of God in them.
所以月亮虽然是在浩瀚黑暗的宇宙中，
So in this universe,
它却会亮起来。
We can see the moon shine.
所以最重要的是什么呢？
But what is the most critical thing?
就是我乐意让神在我们心中居住。
We need to let God dwell in our lives.
在我们里面掌权。
To hold the throne, the reign in our lives.
我们把所有的难处交给他掌权。
That we can be willing to give him all our problems.
也就是让耶稣在我们里面做我们的宝座。
And let him be the one controlling our lives.
让他来掌权。
Let him be the one guiding us, leading us.
所以保罗说，在我们心里有这个莫大的能力，这是神，不是我们。
So Paul was saying that inside of us, we have the power because we have God, not because of us.
就是这就是母亲能力的源头。
And that is the origin of power from our mothers.
因为神照亮了妈妈。
Because God has shined upon our mothers.
就是为什么。母亲像月亮一样的原因。
And that's why our mothers are like the moon.
第三个。
Number three.
我们再看到第七节这里说的。
When we look at verse 7.
他说我们要 显明这莫大的能力出于神。
We can see that the power comes from God.
然后使耶稣的生在我们这历史的身上显明出来。
So that in Jesus' life may also be revealed in our mortal body.
当我们在问说母亲能力有多大的时候
，When we ask how powerful is our mother,
并不是在讲说她脾气有多大。
We're not saying how bad is her temper.
当我们说母亲能力有多大的时候，也不是说她。嗓门有多大
？When we say how powerful is a mother, we are not saying how loud is she.
我们被母亲嗓门骂过的举手。
Have you ever been scolded by your mother? Can you raise your hand?
大部分都有吧。
I think all of us probably do, right?
说你差不多一点啊。
And say, hey, you gotta behave.
你这娘，等一下怎么样？有没有
？You gotta do this and that.
我们都有吧，每个人都有。
I think most of us have.
当然是我们本要惹到火恼火起来的了。
Especially when we anger her.
可是当我们在讲说母亲力量有多大的时候
，But when we say how powerful is our mother,
其实是在讲什么
？We're talking about something different.
是在讲她的影响力有多大
？We're talking about how big is her influence.
讲她影响力有多大
？How big is her influence?
母亲虽然比父亲软弱
，Mothers are weaker than our dads.
但是他的影响力绝对不比父亲小。
But her influence on us may not be less.
因为神可以透过母亲来影响儿女。
Because God can use her influence to affect us, to help us.
母亲可以让儿女看见、认识这一位神。
She can help us to get to know God.
因为这位神是复活的神。
Because our God is a living God.
所以讲到母亲可以影响到孩子看见神，这就是一种中保的观念。
When we say our mother can help us get to know God, it's a concept of mediation.
母亲像月亮一样，她会发光。
Our mothers are like the moon, she shines.
她这个光为什么？她为什么月亮她会光
？Why would the moon shine?
为什么
？Why?
月亮为什么会亮
？Why would the moon shine?
啊
？Do you know why?
我们现在都晓得是因为太阳。
Now we know that it's because of the sun.
啊，所以月亮它会亮，古今中外多少人把这个月亮写得很美，写到诗里面，写到他的思想里面。
There's so many people who write about the moon in poetry in their writings.
如果从科学上，我们知道其实是因为太阳的关系。
But science tells us it's becauseThe moon shines because of the reflection of the sun.
可是如果月亮不发光，我们就不知道说原来是有太阳的光照到它了。
But if the moon doesn't shine, we wouldn't find out that it's because of the reflection from the sun.
所以我们知道，我们只不过是一个瓦器而已。
So we know that we're all vessels.
我们没有什么能力。
We don't have power.
如果我们身上看到一点能力，是因为神在我们里头。
If there is some power in you or me, it's because it's from God.
母亲真的很软弱。
Mothers are weak.
能看见你，虽然你不完全。
But even though there no one is perfect,
却可以靠着复活的能力。
But through the resurrection power of Jesus,
你可以随时站起来。
You can stand up.
随时出发。
You can walk out.
我们可以住在神所走在神喜悦的方向。
And we can head towards the direction that pleases the Lord. And we're not afraid to be on the wrong path because we can keep correcting ourselves. We can correct ourselves because God will keep guiding us.
因为哥林多后书四章十一节是告诉我们什么是我们是会显出那个能力来的。
In 2 Corinthians, we see that we manifest God's
power. 让耶稣的活从我们身上显出来的。
That God's resurrection power can be revealed through us.
这就是好见证。
And that's giving a good testimony.
让儿女让丈夫看见你身上的上帝。
So that your children and your husband will see that you love the Lord.
就是我的妈妈让我爸爸看到他的上帝。
Just like how my mother let my father see God through her.
让我们四个孩子看到他的上帝。
That how my four children saw her love for God and became Christians.
所以这种像中保这种观念呢
？So this mediation.
在提摩太前书是二章五节有这样一句话
In 1 Timothy we can understand it better
他说因为只有一位神在神和人中间只有一位中保乃是降世为人的基督耶稣
It says that there is only one mediator between God and us who is Jesus Christ
他舍自己的做万人的赎价到了时候这事必证明出来
Because he has given his life to be a redemption for all and when the time comes we can see that
假如你是一个研究哲学、研究政治、研究宗教、研究伦理的人，
if you're a person who studies philosophy or politics or ethics，
或者你可以勉强的把耶稣和孔子和这个释迦牟尼和穆罕默德甚至苏格拉底坐在一起，
you may think that Jesus is just like Socrates, Confucius, or just a teacher。
但是如果你要得救，你要敬拜神。
But if you want to be saved, you want to be in God's kingdom, you want to worship the Lord,
你就要知道这件事。
You need to know this for sure.
只有一位神。
That there's only one God.
在神和人中间只有一位中保。
And there is only one mediator between God and man.
降世为人的基督耶稣。
And that is the man Christ Jesus.
除他以外，别无拯救。
Besides him, there's no other way to salvation.
因为天下人间没有别的名可以靠着得救。
Because there's no other name we can count on.
我们经常在世俗上讲中保这些观念。
When we talk about mediation in our secular world,
其实中保就是两个合约，两个人在订合约的时候，中间那个人叫做中保。
There's a person in a contract who kind of mediates between two parties.
或者两边准备开战，有一个来调停的那个人叫做
中保。Or a person who kind of steps in when they're about to fight.
甚至可能你不知道该怎么做，向政府机关或一些单位来做事情，有一个代理你去做的人，那个叫做中保。
Or when you don't know what to do when you're dealing with the government, some maybe representative you can go through to help yourself.
或者你到法院去，你不晓得怎么样去答应的时候，你请了一个律师，那个就是中保。
If you go to the court and you don't know how to answer to the judge, you can hire a lawyer and he's your mediator.
有时候中保仅仅是来代替一方来说话。
Sometimes the mediator would only support one side.
这个旧约圣经里面有一个例子。
In the Old Testament, there's an example.
摩西代表神向以色列人说话。
Just like how Moses represented God and spoke to the Israelites.
在生命记第五章那里说的。
That's in the Deuteronomy.
好，请各位来念哈。
Let's read together.
来。
The Lord spoke to you face to face out of the fire on the mountain. At that time I stood between the Lord and you to declare to you the word of the Lord. Because you were afraid of the fire and did not go up the mountain. And he said,
So you see,
just like our mothers, she represents Jesus and tried to give the word of God to us.And is kind of mediator between us and God.
我们可能听过你们熟悉的那个早期的这个神学家叫做奥古斯丁。
You might have heard a person who called Saint Augustine.
其实他不是生下来就是很有名的神学家。
He was not just a theologist who was famous.
奥古斯丁年轻的时候非常荒唐的。
When he was young, he was reckless.
他爱享乐。
He loved
放纵情欲。
Fun. He goes after immorality.
甚至走到一些那个很怪诞的宗教去。
And he also was in touch with very strange religions.
可是他的母亲 Monica 看到这个孩子离开的神啊，离开正轨的时候，他越来越远，他母亲心碎了。
But when his mother Monica saw him being farther away from God, her heart was broken.
就像我们做儿女的，我们看到我们的儿女离开神，我们心是很痛的。
Just when if you are a father or mother, you see your kid leaving God, your heart hurts.
可是 Monica 她没有灰心。
But Monica did not give up.
她不断的为这个儿子祷告。
She keeps praying for her son. She fasted.
她甚至彻夜不睡觉。
She even spent sleepless nights.
起来流泪哀哭。为孩子祷告。
She cries out and prays for her son.
直到有一天，奥古斯丁遇到一个奇迹的事情。
Until a miracle happened to Augustine.
他本来在一个花园在那里晃荡。
He was walking in a garden.
突然听到这个花园隔壁的一个墙外有小孩在那里玩。
And he heard some kids playing next to him.
那个在唱一首歌，那个歌词里面有一句话叫做"拿起来读"。
And he heard the kid singing a song, and so and the lyric says, "Pick up and read."
拿起来读。
Pick up and read.
突然他在他的那个自己家里这里刚好有看到一本书。
And then he saw a book.
他给他翻起来读。
And he picked it up and read.
视线落在一句话上面。
And he saw this passage inside of this book.
罗马书第十三章十三十四节。
And the book was the Bible, and it's in Rome, chapter 13, verse 13.
那一段话写：行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼。
It says, "Let us behave decently as in the daytime."
不可欢宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，
not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery.
总要披戴基督主耶稣基督。
Rather clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ.
不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
And do not think about how to gratify the flesh.
突然间，奥古斯丁回想过来他的母亲的悲伤。
So Augustine repented and thought about the sadness of his mother. And found out that he wasn't honoring his mother.
不禁泪水滂沱了流下来。
And his tears just fell down.
他狂奔回家。
He ran back home.
跟他母亲悔改。
And then repented to his mother.
这是奥古斯丁的重生。
That was the rebirth of Saint Augustine.
奥古斯丁的妈妈不是一个能言善道的。
Now, St. Augustine's mother wasn't a very eloquent woman or a very knowledgeable woman.
她只是平凡的女孩。
She's just an ordinary woman.
没什么学问。
She did not have enough knowledge.
但是她爱她的孩子。
But she loved her son.
她一直为她的孩子祷告。
And she prayed for her son.
另外有一个例子。
Another example.
我们知道爱因斯坦。
We know Einstein.
他小时候不爱说话。
He didn't like to speak when he was a kid.
他总是一个人在那里发呆。
And he was just by himself looking into space.
一看就是呆呆的。
He looks like a dumb person, a kid.
所以你现在如果说你的孩子很聪明的话，可能不是爱因斯坦。
So if you think your child is smart, maybe he's not Einstein. Gonna be like Einstein.
爱因斯坦啊，他很多事情上反应都跟别的孩子慢。
He acts slower than other kids.
而且常问一些没头没脑的问题。
And he asks questions that doesn't seem to make sense.
他说为什么指南针都是向着南边？
He said why the compass always pointing to the north.
为什么会有时间？
Why would there be time?
为什么会有空间？
Why would there be a space?
他问一些怪问题。
He asks strange questions.
所以好多人觉得他一定是傻瓜。
And a lot of people think he's just a dumb kid.
有一次他的母亲带他去郊外游玩。
And one day his mother took him to the field.
哇，听有的孩子活蹦乱跳，到处跑，爬山，游泳。
So all the kids were running around swimming.
所以只有爱因斯坦一个人呆呆的坐在河边。
Only Einstein was sitting there by himself by the river.
那眼神呆滞的看着湖面。
And looking at the river, empty gaze.
所以这个时候就有一些亲友悄悄走到爱因斯坦妈妈旁边。
Then some relatives came to his mother.
他不安地问他的妈妈。
And was uneasy and asked his mother.
你们爱因斯坦怎么会对着湖边发呆？是不是神经有毛病？
Why is your son looking at the river and is he crazy?
可是爱因斯坦的母亲却十分自信地跟他们说。
But Einstein's mother was confident to answer them this.
我的孩子没有毛病。
There's no problem with my son.
是你们不了解。
It's only you don't understand him.
他不是发呆。
He's not just thinking into space.
他是在沉思。
He's meditating.
他是在想问题。
He's thinking about all those questions that he asked.
他将来一定是了不起的大学教授。
And then when he grows up, he's going to be someone who is going to be excellent.
不止这一次。
Not only now.
爱因斯坦的母亲一直的表现出一个母亲对孩子那种坚定的信心和深深的爱。
There are many times that his mother keeps showing the love and confidence that she has for Einstein.
这是一份对孩子的欣赏。
It's an appreciation to her son.
一份对孩子的关爱。
A caring for her son.
让小孩这个小爱因斯坦可以天赋可以后来发展出来
，so that they can the Einstein can develop his full potential.
我不晓得如果爱因斯坦是在我们手上养的，不晓得会不会变成爱因斯坦。
I don't know if Chinese families take in Einstein, would he become Einstein?
弟兄姐妹，很不一样哦。
Brothers and sisters, he may not end up like Einstein.
因为他的妈妈是带着神的亮光照他的孩子。
Because his mother was shining on him through God.
神给每一个孩子都有他很好的那一份。
God has given every child their portion.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
不要轻看你自己。
Don't look down on yourselves.
也许你没有什么学问。
Maybe you don't know enough.
也许你的水平没有多高。
Maybe you don't think that you are at a certain level.
也许没有多渊博。
Or that you don't know enough.
没有什么头衔。
That you don't have a big title.
也没有做什么大事。
That you don't have a big career.
可是，你也可以做一个安静默默的家庭主妇。
You can still be a housewife.
但是不要轻看自己。
So don't look down on yourself.
假如你有孩子，你认真的教导他。
And if you have a kid, you spend quality time and give him good education.
假如你有孩子，认真的为他祷告。
And if you pray for your children,
不管你的孩子在别人眼中看有多不堪。
No matter how other people look at them,
不管别人看你的孩子他的行为有多不好。
Or think that they are not good kids,
请不要停止为你的孩子祷告。
Don't stop praying for them.
在我们的主日学很多孩子。
There's a lot of children in our Sunday school.
特别到礼拜五，他们聚完会之后
，and on Friday night after they have the fellowship，
整个教会很像那个大乱斗的现场。
The whole church sometimes seems like a zoo。
我都去盯着他们
，so I have to go and to look at them。
盯那个最皮的
，and to make sure the kids were most disobedient。
我就用神的光来光照他。
But I try to show them God's love through I shine upon God's love on him。
我就跟他下了预言。
And I would like to prophesy to him.
Lucas.
Okay. Lucas, 路加。
以后会做牧师。
You will be a pastor in the future.
因为牧师以前就像你这么皮。
Because I was just like you before.
Amen.
Amen.
你怎么不晓得原来这个孩子以后会是奥古斯丁？怎么不晓得以后他会是爱因斯坦？怎么不晓得以后他是在台上讲到让许多人生命得帮助的人
？He will be just like Saint Augustine and help many people on stage.
我们有时候在看这个工厂工地在工作的时候，外面常常贴着一个东西，因为工地乱七八糟，常会贴着一个施工中请多包涵。
Sometimes we go to construction site, we'll have warning signs.Say, please be careful, there is construction in progress.
孩子们在施工中一定很多很乱很脏甚至不完全的东西嘛。
Now, similarly, in children's lives, when they are work in progress, it's going to be a mess.
可是我们走过去我们会多包含因为我们看到他将来建起来的时候是多宏伟啊。
But we can understand that because we can see after the building is built, it's going to be majestic, just like our children.
所以我们知道基因是可以遗传。
We know that genes can be inherited.
可是信仰没有办法遗传。
But we cannot inherit our faith.
但是信仰是可以影响。
But it can be influenced.
特别是一个敬虔的妈妈。
Especially a devoted mother.
她的信仰是会大大影响孩子。
Her faith can greatly influence her children.
甚至这个母亲的亮光啊，可以成为儿女跟父亲，还有孩子跟孩子之间。和好的中保
because her light can become a mediation between the her family members of her family. Why?
因为母亲可以像月亮一样
because mothers are like the moon.
让儿女们看见她的亮光
so let your children see your light.
进而认识神的光
and see God's light through you.
好，我们信息到这里，我们将时间交给我们的同工来祷告，用诗歌回应神。
Okay.Now we're going to have a time for offerings. Can the worship team come up again? We're going to, and the usher, 那个 usher 是什么？那个 usher.